The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Fired up, locked and loaded. It's 9:05 on AM 970, The Answer. AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Michael Goodwin's going to join us from the New York Post. Clint Howard as well, actor Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother. We turn to Ricky Schlott right now. I just love that we're taking time for Ricky. She's great. She's very, very smart. She's a young person that makes sense. And we all know her dad, especially in New Jersey, from Schlott Realtors, you know. So, Ricky, is we welcome you back to the show. Great to have you with us. How you doing? How you doing? How's your dad? Everything okay?
Everything's great. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're doing great, kid. I'll tell you, we always appreciate it. I see you on TV, and you're just doing such a great job. Ricky, you went, if I may, you went to are you currently a part-time student at Columbia, if I may ask?
Yes. So I dropped out of NYU and got into Columbia and thought I'd just take one night class for fun, and the result has been absolute chaos this semester. So I've got the front row seat to everything going on campus right now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So you were at NYU. Were you disenchanted with NYU? Can we start there, Ricky? Is that safe to say?
Yes, absolutely. I found the environment to be intellectually stifling and uninspiring, frankly. I wish that wasn't my experience. I love learning. I'm a curious person, but I dropped out because I think there's more than one pathway to success, and I just thought, since I got into Columbia, it could just be fun to take one night class, and instead I just have to go through an NYPD checkpoint every time I want to go to class, and all my classmates are getting arrested.
Oh, my God. So now, part-time at Columbia. You know, first of all, how cool it is that you got accepted at these schools. I mean, that's what I always think. Like, wow, if I could have ever got accepted at Columbia. But, and then, of course, one of my beautiful daughters, you know, went to a great school in New York. It cost a fortune.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, does it really need to cost that much? And before we get to the issues of the day, and before we get to your article in the Post, They're like gouging us. What's going on? Who has taken over the college campuses? Has it always been this way? Has it always just been like a rampant and like a post for Marxism, for lack of a better phrase, Ricky Schlott?
Well, it's an ironically expensive post for Marxism, but I'm totally with you. I mean, if you look just from my mom's generation to mine, tuition rates went up. I'm kind of going off the top of my head, but something like 200%, 280%. And that's because we've backed student loans with federally backed money. We've guaranteed them. And there's no reason from the college's perspective that they shouldn't continue to hoodwink 17-year-olds who are signing away their down payment into enormous tuition bills. And we end up in a place where, you know, to your point, these universities are successful through extremism. And at Columbia's campus, ironically, a $89,000 a year degree. They've renamed it the People's University for the Liberation of Palestine, which is pretty rich. The Marxist language is a place that's as expensive as Columbia is.
Wow, this is we just re-X'd out this article. Jewish students say Columbia is failing them terribly by coddling protesters, and they seem to. I don't understand why Columbia won't allow, for example, or ask for the National Guard. I mean, walk us through what it's like down there, because folks listen around the country now. It's still pretty bad at Columbia. I'm talking about Ricky Schlott.
Yep, they're still out in their encampment. There's an NYPD checkpoint at pretty much every gate, so Unless somebody is breaking a rule, everyone who's inside the gates right now in this encampment are students or members of the British Columbia community. There's also alumni with access to the campus as well. And on the outside, there's a lot of supposedly outside agitators and more professional protesters who are reportedly stoking a lot of... I've noticed the more extreme and incendiary rhetoric coming from outside the campus gates, just from my experience being there. But at the moment, on last Thursday, I believe, I was there when the NYPD was allowed by the university president to come in and sweep the encampment. But it is private property, so they do need to authorize it. The NYPD can't just storm in. And the NYPD is now saying, you know, we did it once. They set up shops directly across the pathway in the quad and are doing the exact same thing again. We'd love to come in, but the university doesn't want us there. So that's where we are at this point in time.
Yeah, and one person told you, a protester told you, that you were not allowed to film or zoom in on their face. What happened with that? Tell us about that. Yeah.
That happened numerous times as I was walking around just with myself on camera. I was told, oh, you're not allowed to film, or we're at... Actually, the language was typically, we're asking people not to film. And I'm like, who are you to tell me what to do in the public while you're protesting out in a common space in my university that I'm enrolled in? But I think that the vast majority of these kids seem really aware of protecting their own identities. You know, they don't want to get doxxed. They don't want their job prospects to be affected. And I mean, for the 100 plus of them who did get arrested, that is a public record. But of course they have free speech rights. But pitching a tent in a space of private property is not part of your First Amendment right at all.
So walk me through this, if you would, Ricky Schlott. It's like when they protested on the college campuses, and I was in the middle of that back in the 70s, early 70s, and they were protesting. Uh-huh. But that was war, and then prior to that was civil rights, social justice, which we understood. Are these kids, and again, I can only, the only answer I have to myself is that it's paid, like you alluded to, that they have these 501c4 kind of institutions that go and do this and maybe pay the protesters. But do the kids know what Hamas has done on October 7th, 2023? Are they aware of that, of the audacity and the criminality and the barbarism of it? How are they missing that, Ricky, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple factors here. One thing is there are a lot more international students today than there were just a couple decades ago. So for some kids who come from the Middle East and from that sort of background, this is a war to them, and they might have family impacted. So I think that I'm seeing a lot of rhetoric, quoted from the Quran on posters and stuff. And so I think that at a place like Columbia, there is a significant subset of kids that are genuinely extremely impassioned. And then they also have found unlikely bedfellows with, the kind of domestic activist types that are always just looking for the next thing. And you see students like with posters that say lesbians for liberation and queers for Palestine, who, to your point, seem completely unaware of the fact that being homosexual in the Palestinian territory could send you to prison for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but to protest on the behalf of Hamas, to show the pictures of the Hamas leaders, I mean, it's like, and maybe these folks are from out of the country. It's I don't understand. Tell us about the peanut butter and jelly station. Do they actually have peanut butter and jelly stations there? Is that right?
There's definitely some laughable aspects. I mean, of course, it's a very serious conflict, and then you have these Ivy League students paying $90,000 here camping out while, you know, it's warm and comfortable to do so. And they have a peanut butter and jelly station. I also saw, you know, a girl with a Montclair branded beanie that's worth more than $300 wrapped in her quesadilla. So it's, the optics have been pretty insane.
Great.
They are bringing in like gallons of Dunkin' coffee into the encampment because Starbucks, they're protesting because Starbucks has taken pro-Israel stances in the past. So it's the optics are very tone deaf. You know, I think that some of them mean well and they're genuinely driven by compassion, and others are just kids without purpose who came of age in the pandemic and want to feel some sort of sense of community.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because they don't seem to be understanding the horrors that are unfolding,
You
know, in Gaza from Hamas and Hezbollah. And before we let you go, I guess the Israelis are there Israeli demonstrations too? Or are they just being outshouted? I mean, because every time there's an Israeli kind of get together and gathering, it's very peaceful, very friendly. They sing "God Bless America" even, but you don't hear much about that. Is that the news media directing mostly to the negative portion of this?
Yeah, there have been formidable counter protests. I was most recently there on Passover, however, and so obviously it was a lot quieter. Also, we're remote for the rest, or we have a hybrid like option to be remote for classes for the rest of the semester, and a lot of Jewish students have just decided it's time to go home before finals, and why should I be there? So I think that's very common as well. I haven't been there since Passover, so you know, that obviously considerably shrunk down the population of people who would be counter-protesting because they perhaps had better things to do.
Yeah. So, and to be clear, can you go to your classes at Columbia? Are you able to to attend that class?
On Monday, we were forced to be remote. I didn't have a class on Monday, but were fully remote. Now it's optional. So if you'd like to go in, you can. But if you don't feel comfortable, you're in no way required to be.
All right. Ricky, thanks for taking so much time with us this morning. Ricky is the author of The Cancellation of the American Mind, Cancel Culture Undermines Trust, Destroys Institutions, and Threatens Us All, but there is a solution. You might want to check that book out. Ricky, keep up with great work. We're proud of you. Give your dad my best.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
You too, indeed, Ricky. Thanks so much. Ricky Schlott right there. Oof, a smart guy. Girl in college, and I'm telling you, speaking the truth and understanding it all, I'm going like, oh my gosh, I'm just glad my kids aren't around there, you know? It's so, how wrong and how misguided can they possibly be, you know? And I mean, just and to show pictures of the leaders of Hamas, to side with Hamas, to side with the military portion. Hamas is a terror organization that used children and hospitals as shields. What are they missing? What are they missing? Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you. And you don't have anybody in charge, you know? That's why it was great when President Trump came out and he came out of the freezing cold courtroom, you know, after he said it was freezing cold. But he said, it's a disgrace what's happening in New York. And you don't have word one from the White House. I'm telling you, not word one. Now, Speaker Johnson is in New York today. Al, do we know where Speaker Johnson is going and where he's speaking today as he comes to New York?
He's scheduled to be at Columbia University. We don't know what time he's going to be there, and he's supposed to be talking with the students that are there to discuss, you know, what's going on. Again, some of the students have said that they're going to break up some of those encampments of people that aren't enrolled in the school. They're going to ask them to leave. When that happens, I don't know, and we don't know what time the speaker is going to be there. I think they're keeping that on the down low just for the fact that if they do announce the time, they know that people are going to rush over there. So I think that's probably a more prudent move.
Yeah, I guess so. You guys should be careful. You know, you don't want to miss Michael Goodwin, and Michael has written a piece. There is no 1960s lovin' during anti-Israel rallies on elite universities. We're going to stay on this. By the way, sometimes I'm watching the news, and, you know, I always get distracted by the geopolitical world on fire situation, the precipice of World War III and a nuclear war that we're experiencing in 2024 that I never thought we would in 3 short years in this administration. This is where we've gotten to. But you think about what's happening in New York, and it is New York. It's still the number one city, you know, in America. But boy, oh boy, we've got protests like, and in the 60s to Michael Goodman, we'll talk to Michael about it. Again, they called it love-in. They called it love-in. It was anti-war. And prior to that, it was for civil rights. Now, those, you could almost understand those protests, right? Certainly civil rights. What are they talking about today? Backing Hamas. They should be embarrassed. And don't forget, if you're a parent and you got your kids down there, they're not going to work again. Even if a company is racist, you know, and against Israel, they're not going to work again because they don't want any controversy. These kids are ruining their lives. And if they're so bold and they're so against Israel, take the mask off. Take the thing off your head. You know, and just show your face on camera if you really got enough guts, and I don't think they do. And then we're going to take a nice, light, well-needed break with Clint Howard and the back end of the news. Debbie's out there on the roads. It's 919 on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. And altered inside parking rules are suspended citywide for Passover. Metered rules in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge later than normal, 15 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln, that's 15. Holland, about 10. Expect delays. Avenue A still closed between 7th and 10th. It's fire department activity, so avoid that area if you can. Let's go out to the LIE eastbound. Stop and go by Round Swamp Road, getting out through Plainview. It's an accident blocking the left lane. Watch for some slowdowns over on 202 in Yorktown, right by Garden Lane, an accident. And Route 100 northbound, getting up towards Shingle House Road in Millwood. It's a crash over there to contend with. 1 and 9 southbound slowing down by McClellan Street in Elizabeth out by Newark Airport with an accident. That one is still being cleaned up, so watch for delays. 9 northbound at Ernston Road in Sayreville. They're still doing some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. If you're a small business owner, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks. You should be banking at a community bank like Unity. You can have a personal relationship with the president and CEO, my good friend Jim Hughes. Jim asks that you call him directly at 908-713-4306. 908-713-4306. Or send an email to james.hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at unitybank.com, and Jim will get right back to you. You can't get this type of service at the big banks. Visit unitybank.com. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, and equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Brandon Tatum can see the trick.
Joe Biden wrote on X complaining about the disparity in earnings between male and female, and he's being disingenuous. These people on the left, these Democrats, are pushing an agenda that's not rooted in facts and reality. They're trying to do their best with abortion, wage gap, and all this other stuff to turn out female voters to vote for them.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, New York State Attorney General Letitia James.
We believe that no one is above the law, no matter how powerful they are or how much they profess how rich they are. The reality is that we stand up for everyone, and particularly New Yorkers.
Saturday at 2:30 and 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, you got to go to Connors and Sullivan now more than ever. You want to protect your legacy? Mike Connors is there for you. For you, yes, he is. You get a free initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. In the meantime, Mike is on the road. He is on the road in person for a free seminar, starting today, April 24th, Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue. That's in Maspeth in Queens, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. That is today at Connolly's Corner, okay, in Queens. How about tomorrow, the 25th of April, Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And April 26th, the Aegea Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. April 29th, that is next Monday coming up, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, 3 and 7 p.m. That's two free seminars. And then the next day on Tuesday at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And if you can't make any of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan, a free initial consultation with an attorney, with the folks that know more about estate planning, healthcare proxies, living wills, and all of that than anybody else. In the meantime, you go to ConnorsandSullivan.com to check out where Mike is in the neighborhood, and you can go to a free seminar with Mr. Mike Connors himself. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour, coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, I won't back down. Yeah, we won't back down, baby. I'll tell you that right now. Joe on the radio on this Wednesday, on this April 24th. Michael Goodwin is a brilliant, brilliant journalist, chief political columnist for the New York Post, and has a great piece this morning. Mike, welcome back to the show. Michael, what's going on in New York, my friend? What's happening to the beautiful city of New York, New York? Huh?
I don't think it exists anymore, Joe. I think it's gone.
man, I you know, and I went through, when I went to the comedy clubs, Michael, it was the 70s, the late 70s. It was a mess. Pre-Giuliani, it was a mess. But now we're catching up, man. We're suddenly catching up. And tell us about your article. I love this. Michael headlines says, this is no 1960s love-in. I love that. During anti-Israel rallies at elite universities. I am old enough, Mr. Goodwin, to remember the 60s, but it was for civil rights. It was a just protest. And then in college, they protested against the Kent University, that student that died there, or it was against the war. So it seemed justified. What in the name of goodness gracious is going on today, Michael Goodwin?
Well, I do touch on the Vietnam demonstrations by way of comparison to what's going on now. And I was a student at Columbia during the Vietnam era, and I remember those demonstrations. I remember the police coming on the campus and all of that. But I think that the comparisons, it's tempting because Berkeley, Columbia, some of the same places that were hotbeds in the 60s are hotbeds now. But there's a very big difference, and the difference is the motivation. And we Vietnam, I mean, people didn't like the war. I mean, the body bags on television. I mean, it was the first televised war in a way. And of course, a lot of young men were afraid of the draft. So the military draft, I believe, played a big role in creating the resistance to the war. Nonetheless, now the motivation is quite different. This is just anti-Semitism. This is just hatred of Israel, hatred of Jews. That's what's motivating this time around. And look, I don't dispute that there are some well-intentioned but very ignorant kids also involved who, when they chant from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, don't understand that that means the end of Israel. They walk around with little poems, involving genocide. Israel's committing genocide on the Palestinians. It's a very strange kind of genocide when the Palestinian population has grown fourfold in recent decades. So it's a silly idea, but the one effort at genocide is Hamas, is Hezbollah, is Iran, and those are the groups that these stupid protesters are supporting. They are some of them wearing a Hezbollah headband, waving Hezbollah flags. Hamas, Hamas is our new leader. I mean, this is insane, but it is real on the part of many of the organizers, and I liken it to a fifth column, and meaning a force against America. And that's what it is. And I compare it, Joe, which I think is an interesting observation for people to follow along on this. There was a rally of the American German Bund in Madison Square Garden in February of 1939. And I remember seeing pictures of that over the years. 20,000 Americans went to Madison Square Garden to cheer on Hitler. Now, Hitler was not there. 1939, 7 months before he invades Poland. But it's a kind of Sieg Heil event. in which they tried to drape American patriotism and link it to Hitler. One speaker says that if George Washington were alive today, he would be friends with Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is extraordinary stuff. And as I point out in the column, there is a documentary about that night. It's called A Night at the Garden. It was finished in 2017. It's 7 minutes only. And I advise people, you can find it on YouTube and watch it, and you will see how crazy it all sounds. But when you compare it to what's happening on these campuses today, it's virtually the same idea. I mean, they are taking the Nazi mentality and putting it on the campuses of American colleges. It's unbelievable. I mean, they're at the rally, they're warning against Jewish-led labor unions and the Jewish-controlled press. Gee, where have we heard this before? Oh, yes, at Columbia last week. I mean, it's unbelievable, the echoes of that hate and this hate.
What if those protests were against, black Americans, Michael Goodwin? I wonder.
If you dare to go out and have a demonstration against diversity, equity, and inclusion, right?
Yeah.
You would be drummed out of good society. Yeah. I mean, the hypocrisy here just makes you nauseous. But it's a serious attempt by young people and look, I think there's lots of organizers here. People have pointed out, even the police have said, how come all the tents are the same?
Yeah.
Who bought the tents, right?
Where'd
they get the tents in bulk like that? You know, the kids didn't just like go through their closet and come up with a tent.
Exactly.
Somebody went out and bought 100 tents all alike. There are many Muslim Americans now who hate Israel. I mean, Joe Biden is wrestling with this problem in Michigan, particularly, which is a hotbed not only of Muslim American voters, but of fanatics and people who hate Israel, who hate Jews, who were raised to hate Jews. I mean, that we must never forget what that anti-Semitism is about. You know, I was having a conversation with some people the other night at a Seder about this, and people trying to explain it, and it finally occurred to me, there is no rational explanation for it. It's hatred. I mean, hate does not, you can't rationalize or put some kind of thinking cap on about it. Hate is hate. You can't explain it. You can only stop it. And that's where we are, I think.
And you and I see it so clearly, Michael Goodwin, when you see exactly that, and then you see what's happening when we talk about to go out and protest in favor of Hamas. And it's not just pro-Palestinian, as you suggested and you write about. It's Hamas. It's Hamas. Michael, the barbarism of October of October 7th, the animal. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say on the radio as you and I speak, Michael Goodwin, right now, what went down, the disembowelment of pregnant women. But how are these people stepping up for this? And where's the press? Where is the mainstream media on this, Michael? It's nauseating, sir. Nauseating.
Yeah, look, I believe that there's room for disagreement. There's room for disagreement over, the borders of Israel. There's room for disagreement over the IDF conduct in Gaza. I don't doubt that there is ample ammunition to say Israel's wrong here, Israel's wrong there. That's not what's going on in these protests. These protests are about Israel's existence. They are, as you correctly say, Joe, they are about defending the butchers of October 7th.
Yeah.
That's what it's become. You cannot debate October 7th. I mean, when you look at much of the Arab press, the radical Arab press, oh, it never happened. You know, those women were never raped. They made it all up. You know, the hostages, I don't know how to explain that. I mean, they're holding hostages for 7 months now.
Yeah, that's
children,
right.
Babies. This is sick. This is absolutely sick. And there's no system of justice in Hamas. Even, I mean, you'll see things online about Hamas, the way it treats people it suspects of collaborating with Israel. It executes them publicly. It throws gays. I mean, there's no society in Gaza. There was no freedom. Anybody who could leave did. Yeah. Everybody there was subject to the Hamas gun. It's the rule of the gun. That's what Hamas is about. That's what Hamas is always about. It was born to kill. That's the problem. You cannot treat Hamas as a legitimate combatant in war when it's people don't wear uniforms, they booby trap children's toys, they kill babies, they kill women, they rape. This is who they are, and this is who these students are supporting.
And I love that you say, we'll let you go, Michael, but you say that people outside of Israel, America is the number one nation in the world where Jews have felt safe. They have responded with grateful patriotism and remarkable contributions to the arts, science, and numerous other fields. Now many are deeply disturbed by what is happening, Michael Goodwin writes. Even in New York, home to more than 1 in 5 American Jews, is proving to be an unreliable sanctuary. And it's so, how sad is that? And not to mention the Jewish community building up these very universities to make them as great as they are in this. But, and on a lighter note, before we let you know, from the good old friends at the Babylon Bee, they actually have a headline, Columbia protesters clarify they only want death to America after America is done paying their student loans. So there you
go. Babylon B is a treasure.
I tell you, as you are, Michael Goodwin, keep the fight, my friend. Keep the brilliance. We're reading and we're watching and we appreciate it every single day, Michael. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Michael Goodwin, right there, Joe on the radio. Hey, you know, Clint Howard is the an actor. I don't know, in his own right, a great actor, but I'd like to say he's Ron Howard's brother because we all love Ron and we all love Clint. Clint's coming up. We're going to take a break and deviate from the craziness of the world after Al does the news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two Long Island car dealership workers are facing charges for allegedly tampering with car odometers and inflating prices. Authorities say ABB Auto World president Ashley Duff and saleswoman Ginger Snipes are facing indictments in the alleged scheme that was uncovered after police received more than a dozen victim complaints between July of 2020 and May of 2022. An investigation revealed that the Patchogue dealership allegedly purchased high-mileage vehicles from car auctions and then had the odometers rolled back to show lower mileages. The vehicles would then allegedly be advertised for sale by the defendants on Facebook Marketplace, which resulted in the dealership charging thousands of dollars more than what the vehicles were actually worth. Four musicians being honored tonight at the Bruce Springsteen Archives and Center for American Music, John Mellencamp, Jackson Brown, Dion DiMucci, and Mavis Staples will receive the Foundation's second annual American Music Honors. It's taking place at the Center in West Long Branch. The Center celebrates the history of American music and its diversity of artists and genres. In sports, Rangers held on for a 4-3 victory over the Capitals in Game 2 of their best-of-7 first-round series. Blue Shirts lead that best-of-7 two games to none. It was the Yankees over the Athletics 4-3. And the Mets have now lost 3 straight. They fell to the Giants again in San Francisco by the final of 5-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Altered inside parking rules suspended for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Avenue A is still closed 7th to 10th with fire department activity. Over on Route 100 North at Shingle House Road in Millwood, it's an accident. Traffic moving solely on 95 South exit 14 into Norwalk with a collision being cleared. Stop and go traffic as you head over to the FDR Drive South, heavy right through the 70s. Garden State Parkway South at 147. Getting reports of an accident over there. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head over to the Deegan North, getting up through Fordham Road. It looks like some earlier issues cleared. Hudson, Bergen, light rail suspended between Newport and 2nd, also suspended between Newport and Hoboken. Tickets and passes are being cross-honored on path for travel between Newport and Hoboken. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 71, sunshine tomorrow, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Hello, my friends. Dennis Prager here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now, and yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back, and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi, that's the letter Y, R-E-F-Y, 24, Y-Refi 24. That's 888-Y-Refi 24, and when you call, you won't get a sales pitch, just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest the letter Y, then refi, R-E-F-Y.com. And make sure you tell them Dennis Prager sent you.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Mr. Prager. Let me tell you about 9/11 and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know, they've supported ever since our nation's heroes and their families. Ever since that horrific day, heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Now, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps catastrophically injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid for so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. And the foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. We can't do it without you, so we invite you to join the Tunnel to Towers family on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month, that's all we ask, to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, let's step away from the crazy news for a moment, all right? It's 9:42 out of New York. Clint Howard is an actor who's appeared in so many films. Apollo 13, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Cocoon, co-author of The Boys, A Memoir of Hollywood and Family. And he is the younger brother, of course, yes, we all know, of Ron Howard. Clint, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Well, it is great to be on the phone with you guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, you know what, Clint? This is great. Now, all that you have done in your career, you're going to be on The Bold and the Beautiful. This is April 26th and 29th. We want to make sure we plug this. So many loyal fans. Tell us how you got there, man, and how they asked you to be on the show. And did you shoot it already? Is it live? Walk us through this, Clint Howard, if you would, sir.
Well, yes. First of all, no, they do put them in the can. And about it, that I guess the days of actually doing live soap operas, that would absolutely be mind-boggling. I mean, of course, Saturday Night Live was live, but no, these were in the can. Yeah. And my wife, Kat, and I are really good friends with Sean Kanan and his wife. And Sean is a regular on Bold and the Beautiful. So I'm in his atmosphere. He's in mine. And we were together at the Hollywood Collectors Show.
Yeah.
And on one particular day, one of the producers from Bold and the Beautiful was visiting him at his booth at the Hollywood Collector Show. And he was talking about how they had developed this character, Tom the Homeless Guy. And immediately when Sean heard about it, Sean says, hold on a second, I've got the guy. So Sean walked the producer over to my table and introduced me. And I got up away from him because I smelled that there was an opportunity for employment. I got up and I started to do my homeless guy because I played homeless guys. I looked kind of like a homeless guy. And so I did it. And literally, you know, the next day my agent called and said, hey, they're circling for you to play Tom the Homeless Guy on Bold and the Beautiful. I come from a working acting family. Yeah. And when I smell a job, it really makes me happy.
Well said. Hey, Clint, when they do the soap operas, do you, I always think, and I don't want to reveal any secrets, but I mean, you get your script and then they shoot that sucker. I mean, I have a friend, Joe Barber, a great guy, and he was in one of the soap operas and they had to learn a lot of words in short time, man. There's no prompter there. Look at me. I'm like a television. There's no prompter or cue cards like we had on Saturday Night Live. None of that, huh?
No, you know, actually, we know they don't have cue cards. Nobody has, what do they call them, earwigs? Some of the big movie stars actually have somebody, you know, speaking their dialogue.
Really? What, did they put something in the ear? Oh, this is wild. I had no idea. I'm so out of it. They could talk the lines like that? Huh?
Yeah, like a hearing aid.
Wow, yeah. I have to tell you, as an aside, when Stevie Wonder hosted Saturday Night Live, Clint Howard, we did that. He did have a mere earpiece, but Stevie, of course, was blind, so he couldn't see the cue cards, you know? But I didn't know the stars do that, you know? And now that I think about it, didn't Brando have Robert Duvall put cue cards, you know, when he was doing a reverse shot there? And when they went on Brando, wasn't he reading cards in The Godfather, I remember, yes?
Well, yes, I remember hearing about it. I've seen pictures where
the actors had
lines taped to them. But no, listen, on Bold and the Beautiful, you know, I have a new profound respect for soap opera actors, which, to be honest, I probably didn't have, you know, 3 months ago.
Yeah, there you go.
But they, listen, you know, they learn boatloads of dialogue. I mean, 30 pages. They will do 30 pages of dialogue in a day. And I come from the school that my dad taught me, which is be prepared. I mean, the huge thing about being an actor is make sure you do your homework. Make sure you go through the material and find the spots where you think you can be entertaining. Find the truths. There's just, I mean, not to get too thick about it, you know, but you do have to prepare yourself. And then when you show up, you're not intimidated by the process and you can be as relaxed as possible. And, you know, they gave Tom, even though Tom's a homeless guy, Tom certainly has, you know, a vast array of conversations. The homeless guy might very well have a backstory where he wasn't homeless. They seem to really enjoy it. I mean, I've worked on it. I'm going to be on a few episodes, and I'm going to maybe work more. And so they appreciate Tom the Homeless Guy, and I'm really enjoying doing it.
And they appreciate your acting talent, Clint Howard. They really do. And if I may, we got a limited time, but I got to ask you about Star Trek. You've appeared in five generations. You have so much in your career. It's hard to do in one interview. We appreciate you taking the time, and we'll be watching The Bold and the Beautiful. But you've appeared in five generations of Star Trek, dating back to the original series. Your favorite Star Trek that you appeared in, if I may, Clint.
Well, the original is obviously memorable for a lot of people. And, you know, when I went on an audition one time, it was actually for Star Wars. I auditioned for Star Wars and George Lucas. I auditioned in front of George Lucas, and when he looked at me for the first time, he looked at me and he went, Commander Baylock, Corbomite Maneuver.
That's great. That actually happened. That's great, man.
It really messed up my audition because he was making a recall to something I did when I was a baby. And at that point, I was a young man trying to get an adult job. But the impact of Star Trek is phenomenal to me. Yes, I've been in five different versions, but the impact on the public is what blows me away. The fact that it started as a simple little television show.
Yeah.
And that now what's happened 50-some-odd years later is generations of people have been inspired by that show. You know, and a lot of them have become rocket scientists and doctors and, and people that have done extraordinary things for the human race.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, Clint, we got to let you go. You got a lot of folks that want to talk to you. What a great career. What a great career you have, my friend. And you just keep going. God bless you. Listen, best love and best respect to your family and to Ron. But we're going to be watching Bold and the Beautiful April 26th and April 29th with the great Clint Howard. Yeah, a great chat this morning. Come back anytime, my friend. And we'll be.
Thank you. And hold on. Let me give it up to you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You've entertained me. You've entertained me a lot. You kick butt. You really are putting a big smile on my face getting a chance to talk to you.
Thank you, brother. Coming from you, that means a lot, Clint. God bless. Godspeed. Break a leg, and we'll be watching, my friend.
Cool, man.
Thank you. Thanks, Clint. Clint Howard right there. That's April 26th and 29th. And I just wanted to make sure, 10 before Mike Gallagher, and we're breaking in with Debbie in a second. But here's a guy's a great actor in his own right. And, you know, and Ron Howard, legendary. And Ron Howard, one of the nicest, sweetest guys in the world, as Clint is. You got to give a shout out to their parents for raising two really nice, beautiful, very talented sons, Clint Howard and Ron Howard. But Clint on Bold and the Beautiful, April 26th and April 29th. We'll be watching. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. That is pretty wild, huh? That's kind of Hollywood royalty right there with the Howard family, you know. Yes. Hey, Deb, how you doing? All good with you? We didn't get a chance to chat. We've been so busy this morning. Everything good?
Everything's good. Everything's good. I mean, I'm thinking of trying to get out there later. I'll let you know.
You're the best. I'll text you.
You know, okay. You know, I'll be texting you.
For sure.
I may be in traffic. You know, the Staten Island Expressway.
I know. I'm going from Manhattan to Staten Island. It's going to be a lot. But you know, great cause. Blue Lives Matter. And for my dear friend Chaz Palminteri and his beautiful bride, Gianna, they have a great, great organization. We're going to raise some money for those folks tonight. Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise at almost 10 o'clock in the morning on AM 970? The answer. Thank you, Deb.
Joe, alternate side parking rules suspended citywide for Passover. Metered rules in effect. Watch for delays. Inbound GWB 15 minutes. Lincoln 10, Holland 10. We're seeing delays still as you head over to Avenue A. It's closed between 7th and 10th. It's fire department activity. Hudson, Bergen, light rail still suspended. Newport to 2nd. Also suspended Newport to Hoboken. Tickets and passes are being cross-honored on path between Newport and Hoboken. Watch for delays on Route 100 North at Shingle House Road into Millwood. It's an accident there. And over on 95, kind of busy southbound through Connecticut into exit 14 in Norwalk. Looks like an accident blocking the right lane, so that is causing a delay. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly right now as you head over to the Throgs Neck Bridge. Looks like you're slowing down right now getting in toward Queens. Looks like a truck fire over there, so watch for fire department activity. Garden State Parkway South at 147, a crash. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
The Secular Crew sees a change of heart.
The continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion.
You understand, folks, these are coming from some of the strongest Republican critics of President Trump who have now realized after 4 years of President Biden that it would be a national suicide. I mean, this is a huge shift for someone like Attorney General Bill Barr.
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
I love bringing you products that improve your life. Well, this product can save a life. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, there are approximately 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. One child dies every 5 days from choking. The solution is called LifeVac. My dear friend Arthur Lee is the founder, CEO, and inventor of LifeVac. It's a simple rescue device that can change your child's life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child in your family, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website at lifevac.net. That's LifeVac.net. View the videos demonstrating its ease of use. LifeVac works in three simple steps: place, push, and pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple. LifeVac.net, made in the USA and FDA registered.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m., here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Early clouds is going to give way to some sunshine, a bit of a breeze, and then in the afternoon we could see some showers, even hear a little bit of thunder too. Temperature gets up to almost 70, then we turn out clear and cold with a diminishing breeze and even some frost possible in the northern and western suburbs. Temperature-wise, we'll be at 39 in the city, closer to 30 in the coldest spots, and then we'll see sunshine and blue skies tomorrow, only a high of 59, 61, rinse and repeat for Friday. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Joe on the radio, working our way to Mike Gallagher. You want to keep it right there for Mike Gallagher. So much going on, mamma mia, on this Wednesday. Hey, can I tell you about Relief Factor one last time? 100% drug-free, using that unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains that you might be experiencing. It doesn't mask the pain like pills do. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, please. And I tell you all these facts, like over a million people have tried Relief Factor, that quick start kit, right? Nearly 70% go on to order it again. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start kit, all right? It's only $19.95, and it comes with that Relief Factor feel better or your money back guarantee. So you want to give it a try, and you could talk to a human. Look at this, 800-4-RELIEF. It's 1-800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, look, 5 days I was out of pain. I've been out of pain ever since with Relief Factor. Try the 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee. You can start here, please, relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Last 4 hours already. Did we do that, guys, already? Wow. Whew. I'll tell you what. Wild. Just flying through these crazy news days. Joey Sebelia, I know you don't have much of a life, but we do appreciate you sacrificial
I'm
lamb you are.
I'm used to it. That's what they pay me for, to have no life whatsoever.
Nah, we appreciate it, man. And Albert, thank you, too. Al, you doing good? Everything with you? All right?
Good.
Yeah. And all right, boys. And I'm going to go ahead. I'll see everybody at Don Roberto's 6:30 tonight for Blue Lives Matter and for Chaz and Gianna Palmentari. And we're going to have some fun out there today. I'm going to do a drop by and look forward to seeing you out there. Debbie, thank you. Maybe we'll see you out there. And that's right. Stacy, thank you. Stacy just said, don't forget to invite Frank Siller. That's his neck of the woods. We will indeed invite the Siller family. Thank you for that. And Michael, thanks for manning the phones. Cara Fusaro, thanks for doing such a great job on social media. And Mert Roberts will podcast the show out. And this ain't no podcast. This is an old school 4-hour radio show, baby. And you know what it is? AM radio, baby, where you get the truth, justice in the American way. Now go out, please, and make it the best day you can, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Department of Motor Vehicles reminding motorcyclists about an important deadline that is coming up. The agency says all motorcycle registrations expire April 30th and need to be renewed by them. The registration lasts 1 year, and the DMV says motorcycles must be inspected at a licensed station. For information on how to renew a motorcycle registration, visit dmv.ny.gov. Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. It's an opportunity for folks to safely dispose of their prescription drugs that are no longer needed. The goal, to keep prescription painkillers from being misused and to educate the public about prescription drug abuse. Wall Street opening with stocks mixed comes as investors look over the latest earning reports. Tesla announced it'll be focusing on more affordable electric vehicle models, although the company came up short of projections on both lines in the most recent quarter. At the opening bell, Dow trading lower, S&P 500 and NASDAQ trading higher. In sports, Rangers hold on for a 4-3 victory over the Capitals in Game 2 of their best-of-7 first-round series. Blue Shirts lead that best-of-7 two games to none. Yankees over the Athletics 4-3. The Mets have lost 3 straight. They fell again to the Giants in San Francisco by the final of 5-1. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.